As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America and coffee brewing on the stove. There's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, March the 22nd. There's a pair of 11s for you. 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, that too. We might even talk about some solutions if we have time. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular. Underline that phrase, please. Freedom is popular, and it remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to take us live with you on your mobile phone, or if you have a desire to listen online, you can do that. You can also join me on live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Both those numbers by now should be tattooed on your wrist. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost, like Become Vocal Local Host. That's me, humble old me, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, but listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Got some nice letters and contributions even over the week. Appreciate that, certainly. P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 6564 something. Something you want to put in my hand? Something real, something tangible? It's certainly welcome. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains, as always, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Those numbers and so much more are posted at the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage. Log on and bookmark that site today. Precious metals this morning, commodities and equities all fall. The U.S. House passes the Obamacare version 2.0. Insurers set to fade into the backdrop. U.S. dollar trades up. The Forex falls. We'll go into all of that in a moment in the news segment. History of law, mortgages, liens, Salmond, blacks, and more. We'll talk about that. Principals, agents, and third parties. Whose interest do your representatives actually represent? We'll talk about that. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go into that market report for Monday, Moon Day, March 22nd. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold whacked off $9.60 at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, trading at $1,098.30. Silver didn't do any better so far, off 26 cents. Trades below 17 again, now at $16.70 an ounce. Platinum, taking it in the shorts. It's going to be a long, bloody morning, I can tell you that. Platinum off $24 at $1,581 an ounce. Palladium off 11 at $454 an ounce. The lows and the highs of the gold spot market so far, very narrow band, but going lower, $1,097.10 for a low. That's been broken already. $1,109.80 for a high. But at $1,098.30, your gold little flock is still up $146.70 an ounce for a 15.40% return on your investment in Aurum. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, March the 22nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. Let's close out that market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, we find gold trading down $9.60 an ounce at $1,098.30 an ounce, and silver off 26 cents. Trading at $16.70, dropping down a little bit in our list here. The boys in London this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, that's the LBMA, if you didn't know that. There's the COMEX in this country over there. The boys in London set the price, though. But the LBMA, the London Gold Fix, the boys in London set the price this morning for gold at $1,104.25, then yanked the rug out from below it. The SPDR gold shares this morning, 1,115.51 tons in their holding, unchanged from Friday last week. The only price reflects the their holdings reflects the bullion price, however, so they're dropping down quite a bit as everybody else's holdings in gold goes down as well. But they claim to have $39.64 billion worth of gold, which, by the way, is more gold than even Switzerland has. The Dow Jones Industrial averaged on Friday, closed down 37 at 10,742. Where it'll go today is anybody's guess. The NASDAQ was off 17 at 23,674, and the S&P closed down as well at 1,160. The crude oil this morning off $1.39, trades at $79.29 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma. Oklahoma, and the U.S. Dollar Index. You can find out more about the USDX and a variety of other commodities, including crude, at the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. But the USDX, their trade product, it bumps up 11 basis points and trades above 80, well above 80, just under 90, getting very strong there, at 80.87. Again, the USDX up 11 at 80.87, which, of course, impacts the entire foreign exchange spectrum. And we find the Canadian loonie, the Canadian dollar, down 49 basis points, trading at 98 cents U.S. The Mexican peso, again, falling, but now we're having to round up to get to 8 cents. We were just starting to see a little daylight there for a while, but the Mexican peso is running 12.6726 pesos per dollar for 8 cents a pop, down 0.71%. The euro loses 61 basis points and is trading $1.35 U.S. The British pound off 17 points, trading at $1.50 U.S. And the Swiss franc moves down as well. Everybody's down this morning, including my spirits. Ugh, I hate it when they whack gold. 0.41 basis points. The Swiss franc trades at 94 cents U.S. in the bond market. Lots of news about the bonds. We'll talk about bonds in this morning's news basket as well. The two-year bond is trading at zero. Or yield is 0.96. The 10-year yielding 3.68. And that 30-year yield at 4.58. In the mortgage pit, if you will, going to have to buy a mortgage. God, I hope I don't have to buy any mortgages. But anyway, a 15-year mortgage moves down from 4.53% a month ago to 4.37% as they're trying to entice more people into this very fraudulent mortgage market. The 30-year moves down from 5.16% a month ago to 5.02%, and that's that for the market report. Let's go into some of the market news. Gold drops sharply. Prices are still vulnerable. This is off the Hindu business line. I'm going to try this guy's name. Chandra Shekhar out of Mumbai, India, March the 21st, yesterday's news. After displaying firm trend for most part of last week, you got to start it out just right. You know, you got to get your dot in the right place. You know, I'm going to be reading here something from Mumbai, India. After displaying firm trend for most part of last week, commodity prices came under selling pressure on Friday. Apprehension over monetary tightening by two Asian majors, China and India, as also unresolved debt issue of Greece combined with the dollar strengthening. Whew, you got to really stretch to read this stuff sometimes. This led to a sharp downward price movement in several commodities. Gold was, of course, the worst hit. With rates falling close to $1,100 an ounce because of tightening liquidity in the world's largest importer consumer, India. It's like trying to talk to Hewlett Packard or Microsoft on a helpline. Anyway, let's read the rest of this guy's article. Silver and other precious metals followed suit. Earlier in this week, markets were generally firming with just a few exceptions. In the wake of flow of supportive data that showed continued demand growth. And then the sentence just ends. Crude has continued to trade above $80 a barrel. There is a widespread expectation that global stainless steel production, as well as associated demand for nickel, would rise. That's the key of this article, really. Gold is definitely going down, but keep your eyes on stainless steel, especially with the healthcare industry. Don't they just love that shiny metal? However, everything is not hunky-dory. How do you like that? Out of Mumbai, India. Everything is not hunky-dory. I guess they say hunky-dory in India also. The broader markets will surely impact the sentiment. Inflationary expectation and monetary policies are sure to be watched closely, as would the flow of macroeconomic data. Got to throw that one in there. Makes it sound like you have an advanced degree. Although demand for commodities appears to be improving, especially in the OECD areas, as evidenced by leading indicators, the key uncertainty would be changes in China's fiscal and monetary stance in terms of extent and timing. Well, As they say in business and in life in general, timing is everything. Gold prices eased on Friday as the dollar gained strength and news of monetary tightening in India that would suck out some liquidity. News of monetary tightening in India that would suck out some liquidity and affect the sentiment. Interestingly, since early this year, the yellow metal has been resilient to a $2 strength. Since its weakest point early January, the dollar has gained 6% against the euro, while gold prices have lost only 1%, an analyst pointed out. In London, the Friday PM fix was at $1,105.50 an ounce, down from the previous day's $1,122.75 an ounce. That's a big drop, by the way. That's $15 and more. Silver followed suit with Friday AM fix at 1731 versus 1749 the previous day. Investor interest continues to remain positive for gold. However, physical demand is far from robust. Physical demand, in other words, buyers in the market, real buyers in the market, buyers that get into the market to take physical possession of gold, not just these ETFs. While the physical market balance is weak, expectation of central bank buying has been supportive last several months. If such purchases do not materialize over time, investor interest could wane. Watch your gold portfolio, my friends. Watch it very carefully. If such purchases do not materialize over time, investors' interest could wane. Well, that's that part. We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay with us. More to come from India and all around the globe.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadsdenTees.com. That's GadsdenTees.com.
See the reality behind the illusions. Join us on the Iconoclast Report, Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m., shattering paradigms, one show at a time.
So back over to India one more time, finishing out this article. Gold drops sharply, prices still vulnerable, Hindu business line. The Hindu business line, yes, that's what he says, that's where I got it, right off the internet this morning. Physical demand, again, is far from robust. Currency movements are sure to cap gold's upside momentum, that's important. Currency movements, sure to cap gold's upside momentum. In recent years, producer de-hedging was said to be one of the factors contributing to gold's phenomenal price rise. It is likely that such producer de-hedging may have run its course. You have to pay very attention when you get involved with these various and sundry markets, my friends. There are certain trends, underlying fundamentals, and so on and so forth, that greatly impact the desirability of certain assets, and no one would want to be selling today as the price falls. But as the price falls, if you're not in the gold market, you might look at it, the silver market as well, palladium, platinum, all of those things. As it continues to go down, pick up the telephone, call Christos. Talk to them today, maybe. Find out what they can do to enhance your portfolio if you're still holding dollar-denominated assets. Aunt Jemima, what took you so long? Anyway, let's go down a little further here. For silver, the uptrend appears to be healthier than for gold. Again, silver is sitting at $16.70 this morning. It really should be $20 or even $50 an ounce. Why it's not moving up? Well, we all know why. If the globalist jackboot would get off of its throat, it would probably be trading somewhere in the neighborhood of $50 an ounce. But that jackboot has been on there for some time. Base metals, without a doubt, the overall medium-term picture for base metals is looking healthy, with leading indicators for most OECD and other countries signaling strong improvement in industrial production. Demand for the base metals is turning positive. As is well known, China has been leading the recovery in world stainless steel production since the beginning of the year, according to experts. Experts say, according to reports, Chinese steel mills are running at historical highs. Dang, wouldn't that be a nice thing to say about the United States steel industry? But no. Chinese steel mills are running at historical highs in the first quarter of this year with solid order book for the second quarter. In other words, they're going to be running at record highs all the way into the summer. Stronger demand from stainless steel industry is pushing nickel prices higher. You've got to have nickel to make stainless steel. Keep your eyes on nickel. There's also some uncertainty over nickel production. Isn't that interesting? Pushing the prices higher, some uncertainty over production. Seems like there's an opportunity to make money in nickel. There is moderate restocking in the U.S. and the EU, too, according to analysts. Aluminum is most likely to see recovery in world demand. However, whenever you get involved with the aluminum industry, you're really just adding to the quantity of fluoride out there. Sodium fluoride, a byproduct of the aluminum system. You can avoid aluminum products. Aluminium, you might want to do that. Strong buying is in evidence. While the pace of recovery in nickel demand is impressive, lead and zinc are showing early signs of growth outside of China. Lead and zinc. Well, you can have zinc-coated roofing and keep your head dry, and you can have a good supply of lead to go with your dry powder, too. Copper is, of course, slightly lagging as the U.S. construction sector is yet to pick up. So keep your eyes on copper. Keep your eyes on the construction sector, too. Base metals are likely to move up in the coming months, but the extent of price gains may be tempered by developments in China and the flow of macroeconomic data. anytime you see that macroeconomic data flowing, get out of the way. Gold, this article off of MineWeb, gold's current consolidation phase to continue as the market looks for new direction. Well, what's gold's consolidation, current consolidation phase? If you look at the gold charts, you can see the great whack that happened on Friday, by the way, on Kitco.com's website, that cascading waterfall indicating some big hands in the market manipulating gold downwards about 10 bucks an ounce. Big push there. But gold's current consolidation, what's consolidation? Well, if you look at the charts, you'll see that it's trading in a very narrow band, and it's crab walking to the right into the future. That's consolidation, packing in there, right in a very narrow band, a narrow trading band. Many market commentators argue that investing in gold is a waste of time, especially since it does not pay interest and remains inert. This article by author David Levenstein, I suppose he's Irish, out of Johannesburg, South Africa, writing for MineWeb. This statement, however, is very misleading. The issue of interest has no relevance. No one has ever invested in gold in order to receive interest. While gold is a precious metal as well as being a form of global currency, it's also a commodity. And the reason why investors buy commodities is not for an annual dividend payment, but for a return on their investment that occurs as the price of the commodity appreciates. And the only way that commodity values appreciate is if there's demand for the commodity. And then the author continues and he says, I've not heard analysts say don't buy corn because it doesn't pay any interest. And in many instances, this rate of appreciation can be truly spectacular, giving investors massive returns. Sometimes you got to buy low and sell high. You have to pay attention to markets, get in when it's low and sell when it's high, as they say, in order to capitalize on your intuitive powers and your investment. It should also be noted that gold is a unique asset class, as its value is influenced by many factors. And like any other asset class, the price does not go up in a straight line. But as we've seen of late, dang sure does go down in a straight line whenever the President's Working Group on Financial Markets or any of the boys in London want to stamp on its head. What amazes me, the author continues, is when gold goes through periods of consolidation, certain analysts immediately denigrate it as an investment. Yes, there are going to be times when other forms of investments will outperform gold, but as the major trend in gold still remains firmly upward, we must not allow these short-term periods to cloud our long-term judgment. There's wisdom in those words, my friends. Like central banks that hold a portion of the reserves in gold, individual investors should do the same and allocate a portion of their funds as precious metals. To each his own, some people say, well, you should perhaps have 20% of your capital in gold. Maybe another, 10 or 20% in silver. But what, my question would be, what would you have the other 80% in? Dollar-denominated assets? Stocks and bonds? Treasuries? Big question. Real estate? Seems like the rug's being pulled out from underneath everything these days. Dropping down a little further here, according to the World Gold Council, the WCG, central banks added the most of their gold reserves since 1964 last year amid the longest rally in bullion prices in at least 9 decades. And yes, this has been a very long rally in gold and silver prices. Goes back to about 1998, somewhere in there. And it's been going, that was about when it hit the low, and it's been going up very slowly ever since. Things have been looking rather toasty. Holdings in the SPDR Gold Trust, we are one of the only broadcasts that report on that on a daily basis. Holdings in the SPDR Gold Trust, the biggest ETF backed by that to be exchange traded fund, by the way. The biggest ETF backed by the metal are at 1,115.5 tons, more than the holdings of Switzerland. That's what I said earlier. Well, we'll pick it up on the other side and go into Obamacare, and then we'll get into something more weighty.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we have returned once again, and we've got a little bit more to go here. Your calls are always welcome at 866-841-1065, and in the Austin, Texas area, 512-904-8014. So hard to keep my mind on everything here. While the primary trend for gold remains strongly intact and to the upside, the current period of consolidation between the U.S. dollar 1140 and the U.S. dollar 1100 is frustrating investors, and yes, it is. We'd like to see $1,200, maybe $1,500 gold by year end. What's going on here? Anyway, we're caught in this matrix now, treading water between 1140 and even below 1100, but our author continues, it's important to be patient, and even if gold dips to a $1,080 or $1,045 level, do not be deterred. These would be great buying opportunities. So pick up the telephone and call Christos this morning, right? Support our sponsors, they support us, and they support you. Anyway, that's that article. Certainly keep your eyes peeled on what's happening in the precious metals marketplace. Be wise as serpents, harmless as doves, yes. It doesn't really matter how carefully you insulate yourself, how many pounds of food you've got in storage, how many thousands of rounds of ammunition, no matter how much you have taken care of yourself, there's always an idiot in the woodwork someplace that wants to upset your apple cart. Sometimes they're acquaintances, sometimes they're family members, sometimes it's just business relationships, and sometimes it's your federal government, and certainly the apple cart has been upset. Healthcare fights shifts to states, the agencies after the House vote. This by Alex Nussbaum. Certainly not an Irish writer writing for Bloomberg, certainly not an Irish newspaper either. Health legislation passed yesterday by the U.S. House changes some rules immediately on insurance coverage while leaving much of the fight over how to remake the medical system to federal regulators, states, and courts. There probably isn't a soul alive that doesn't know that this passed over the weekend. At least it's passed out of the House. They looked at the Senate version, then they passed a House version. It's not out of the woodwork yet. Now it has to go back to the Senate, and we have a little better chance of quashing some of this in the Senate than we did with the House. But nevertheless, it's time to dip our oars into the water and row briskly, because we are in deep crap. Insurers led by United Health Group, Inc. and WellPoint, Inc. Put them on your radar screen. United Health Group, Inc. and WellPoint, Inc. must cover children with pre-existing health problems at once under the legislation headed for a Senate vote. That's the key phrase here, headed for a Senate vote. It's not a done deal yet. And let parents keep children on their insurance plan through age 26. How would you like to be an employer, maybe running a small shop someplace, and be saddled with insuring the children of your workers up until 26 years of age? I'm telling you, they're doing crack in the whorehouse on the Potomac. Continuing, beyond those changes, it'll be up to U.S. regulators and state lawmakers to structure the marketplaces where health plans will compete. That's exceedingly important. Because once it goes into the regulators, once it goes into the agencies, and once it drops into the states, Katie bar the door, this dog's going to grow teeth and get hair. Some of you may have been listening to the broadcast. We talked about principals, agents, and third parties. We haven't really delved deeply into this idea of employees and employers and masters and servants. We're going to talk a little bit about that today, but not much. But in the future, we'll get into that in greater detail. But just in case you thought that the state representatives and your state senators were representing you and your interests, think again and direct your attention. You know, Missouri is known as the show-me state, I'll show you, and the bellwether state. But if you go up on your internet computer and type in Missouri Accountability Portal, Missouri Accountability Portal, in your browser, Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, Webferret, or however you negotiate and navigate the internet, it'll open up a page, and then you click on the, there's a list of click points along the front or the top of it there. Click on employees, and then go under expenditures, and it will open up a page for you, where you will see this great quantity of expenditures under the executive branch and the various executive offices for the state of Missouri in the billions and billions served. And then very fine print down at the bottom, you'll see another line of the agencies there, and it's called the legislature. That's right. The legislature is an agency of your corporate state government. So we've talked a little bit about principals and agents and third parties. If the state be the corporate state of Missouri, be the principal, and the legislator as an employee is an agent interfacing with third parties on behalf of the state, if the state of Missouri is the principal and the legislature is its agent, both the House of Representatives and the State House or State Senate, then where do their loyalties lie? Their loyalty lies with the principal, the state. And unfortunately, we ain't the state. We just do be the people. We don't even be the third parties. Life is living hell. This ain't no party at all. It's just a game, man. It's all a ride. You've heard the lines. So that's an interesting window of understanding of why it is so absolutely imperative that we energize within the established two-party political system to bring these party systems to an end. The wisdom of our founders was to have statesmen legislators who would convene from time to time for a short period of time to conduct business. And why they looked these aristocrats was because they had the wherewithal, they had the monetary ability, they had the time, the leisure. Thomas Jefferson could leave the plantation, so to speak, and travel unto the district of criminals and fal-de-ra around and glad hand around and look important and sound wonderful and eloquent and write great things that we still quote today. But he didn't go there looking for a job. As soon as they go there looking for a job, we got a problem, Dorothy. Because when they go there looking for a job and they get on the payroll, then we can no longer be their principal. They're no longer our servant, quote unquote. They're no longer our representative. If they need traveling money, we'll rent a money bomb and send our folk in that away. But as soon as we relinquish that bond of principal, agent, and third parties, as soon as we relinquish that bond and hand it over to the state, a corporation, our interests are no longer being served. So the next time I hear anybody talk about state representatives as being our public servants or our employees, I'm going to get my ruler out and rap their knuckles. Anyway, back to the article here. Bury the usurper and the boys over the weekend working overtime. Beyond those changes, again, it'll be up to the U.S. regulators and state lawmakers to structure the marketplace where health plans will compete. That marketplace really troubles me, doesn't it? Trouble you? Doesn't that sound vaguely familiar? Global warming, cap and trade. The marketplaces where health plans will compete, that regulators and state lawmakers are going to structure this market. We already have enough problem this morning with the president's working group on financial markets, and now we're going to have regulators and state lawmakers regulating the marketplace where your health plans will compete, where they will write the rules governing their profit and decide which medical benefits must be covered. Who's like that? Must be. There's some choice in that. Now, is there? Shall? Must? While insurers may gain as many as 32 million customers, now we've heard all about this, but it's getting closer to reality by the moment. While insurers may gain as many as 32 million customers, the potential for pumped up profits remains unclear, said Cheryl Skolnick, a health industry analyst at CRT Capital Group, LLC, quote, there's going to be a whole other round of uncertainty associated with the implementation of this, close quote, she said in a telephone interview on March the 19th, quote, there'll be much, much more to fight on and much, much more to ride on. Wherever there's a ride on, folks, there's got to be a ride off. It's time to write this administration off.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So, the dams. We can, by deign, to get involved in this left-to-right paradigm again. It exists. It's out there, folks. It can't be called false when it's in your face. The Dems, the Democrats, must shepherd the package of changes through the U.S. Senate before Barry the Usurper can sign the $940 billion treasonous health care overhaul, one of his top domestic priorities. The measures subsidize coverage for uninsured Americans financed by Medicare. Well, we don't need to go into this. You've heard it all. I'm not even going to read this legislation until it's finally passed, if it does finally pass, which I'm unfortunately confident that it will. But there are things that we can be doing. Those of you that tried on Friday, as I did, all day, I was unable to find a live body in Washington to answer a telephone. Now I've got myself armed over the weekend with even more numbers to try. I don't know whether it'll do any good, but I'll certainly continue. If we can keep their telephone lines burning and blazing, we might get somewhere in all of this. After all, it wasn't runaway. It was a pretty close vote. Revealing costs. Insurers also will have to reveal. Insurers also will have to reveal how much of members' premiums they spend on medical care, as opposed to executive salaries or other administrative costs. Next year, they'll owe a rebate to customers if the insurers spend less than 80% on benefits for people in the individual or small group plans. Well, there's a lot of that. The cap will be easier to meet if applied company-wide rather than individuals, blah, blah, blah. Over the next couple of years, Health and Human Services will be consistently churning out regulations. That's Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. She's the one that was championing, along with Janet Napolitano, for widespread dispersal and implementation of their H1N1 virus. she's really got your health, you know, she's got your back on health issues, doesn't she? Over the next couple of years, HHS will be consistently churning out regulations and documents explaining how health reform will be implemented. You see, it's going to the agencies, not the lawgivers, not the lawmakers, not the committee chairman. It's going to be handed over to the agencies. Move up, move out, or die. They always grow bigger. I pointed your attention to the Missouri Accountability Portal. So you can see just this unreal amount of money on a statewide level that's being dumped into the executive agencies, the executive branch, if you will, in this state with this paltry little penurious dribble given off to the legislator. There's a real problem here with this process. Again, given the stance of this administration toward health insurers over the past year, it's hard to see how much of this will be favorable. All of this churning out of regulations and documents. Hard to see how much of this will be favorable. Insurers may benefit by exiting the spotlight of the current political debate. All right, now this is buried in a 3-page article. This is so important, in my opinion. Insurers may benefit by exiting the spotlight of the current political debate. In other words, watch, they're going to fade to black. These big WellPoint and the others, these big insurance companies are going to get into the background again. They were only out in the limelight long enough to push this forward. Now they're going to go back into the background like the bunch of cockroaches that they are, right? I'll say it again. Insurers may benefit by exiting the spotlight of the current political debate, said Lynn Nichols, a health economist at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia. Their arguments that premiums are rising because medical costs are outpacing inflation may hold more sway with government actuaries, he said in a telephone interview. It'll get out of the blatantly political and move it into the hand of folks who are more used to dealing with these issues. These are all these revolving door administrators in all of the various and sundry agencies. It will move the conversation from the headlines to the arena of the actuarial gladiators, the insurance lobbies, the insurance companies, the lobbyists, in and out the door with all the perks and the job offerings and all of the various and sundry others. Billions and billions and billions of dollars to look forward to lining their pockets in the future as the overall health of the American people wanes, as we become more greatly impoverished, mano a mano. No matter how carefully you structure your gold and your silver and your stock portfolios, you've got these other partners, these silent partners working in this relationship, sucking every possible profit and proceed out of your pockets in tandem with the Internal Revenue Service, the collection arm for the Rothschilds' interests in this country. Starting in 2014, states have their say. I say BS. Starting in 2014, states have their say. The legislation leaves it to them to set up and run the online marketplaces known as exchanges. Cap and trade, carbon credits, exchanges, your health exchange. What am I going to do? Dow Jones Industrial Average every morning, the NASDAQ, the S&P, the carbon credits, and your health care. Speculators will get into the market. Well, looks like the Americans are going to get sick, and this year they're going to get really sick, so the trend looks good for sickness, blah, 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 blah. The legislation leaves it to them to set up and run the online marketplaces known as exchanges, where customers will compare and shop for coverage. Among other powers, the exchanges will be able to banish plans for premium increases deemed to be unjustified. This is going to be just like the automobile insurance. State-mandated insurance from which you cannot extricate yourself. Just like the state-mandated automobile insurance, you'll be pulled over alongside the road for a roadside visit to see your certificate of registration. your inspection certificate, your automobile insurance card, and your medical insurance card, which will all be the same card. It'll just be embedded in your driver license. Among other powers, the exchanges, again, will be able to banish plans for premium increases deemed to be unjustified. I'm sure they sold Social Security much the same way. Lawmakers may merge exchanges with neighboring states. Oh, well, that's great, isn't it? Getting into treaties and alliances across state lines. Regionalism. Can you say the Regional Council of Governors? Can you say the 10 federal regions? The legislation also creates an independent payment advisory board to suggest cuts in spending by Medicare, the government health program for the elderly and the disabled that could threaten payments for drug and device makers. We suspect that over time the industry lobby may find ways to chip away at those payments, said Dave Shove, a BMO capital market analyst in a March 19th note. For now, we consider this a successful exercise in kicking the can further down the road. It's time to get busy, folks. House approves the landmark U.S. health care overhaul legislation. The U.S. House passed the most sweeping health care legislation in four decades, rewriting the rules of governing medical industries and ensuring that tens of millions of uninsured Americans will get medical coverage, whether they like it or not, whether they deserve it or not. Yesterday's 219-212 vote marks the biggest victory for Barry the Usurper, who will sign the bill into law. Of course, the usurper can't sign anything into law, and these treasonous whores in Washington won't call this guy out. Of course, if they call him out, they'll only have to call themselves out because the entire Congress is improperly convened. Only Democrats voted for the legislation, underscoring a partisan divide that promises to make health care the defining issue in November's congressional elections. Left, right, left, right, left, right. How many emails have you gotten recently from Missouri or your local GOP? Oh, my. It's those socialist Obamites running up the bill as if we hadn't had to deal with 8 years of Jorge Bush and company. It's a victory for the American people, the usurper told reporters at the White House just before midnight. This legislation will not fix everything. I'd say that this legislation is not going to fix anything. The fix has been in for a long time. We'll be right back, starting hour number two. Stay with us. More to come.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And we're back right here on Monday, March the 22nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday in the first hour of today's broadcast. Went through some of the news, a big basket full of news, financial news, healthcare news, and all the rest of that news. There's still a big article I want to talk about. Might talk about it for a moment here in this first segment. Obama pays more than Buffett as U.S. risks its AAA rating. You don't think it's a corporation? Maybe better do some homework. They're comparing United States, corporate USA, with Warren Buffett. Here's the article. Daniel Kruger and Brian Keogh. I don't know. They don't sound like Welsh folk to me. March the 22nd, Bloomberg bond market is saying that it's safer to lend to Warren Buffett than bury the usurper. I'd say. I wouldn't put past that cretin. Just put the money in your pocket and go down into the hood. Two-year notes sold by billionaire Berkshire Hathaway, Inc. So, yeah, I said, really not very well written. Two-year notes sold by the billionaire's Berkshire Hathaway, Inc. in February yield 3.5 basis points less than treasuries of similar maturity, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. Now, we talk about the bonds every morning. Two-year bond this morning yielding 0.96, the 10-year at 3.68, the 30 at 4.58. But we're comparing these treasury bonds with Berkshire Hathaway, which would make a better investment for your discretionary dollars, your investment dollars. Procter & Gamble Company, Johnson & Johnson & Lowe's Company debt also traded at lower yields in recent weeks, a situation former Lehman Brothers Holding Inc. chief, there's a lot of former Lehman Brothers Holdings Inc. chiefs out there, I can tell you that, chief fixed income strategist Jack Malvy calls an exceedingly rare event in the history of the bond market. Better bet to invest in better safety, better bet to invest in privately held corporations than in the United States, the full faith and credit of the United States, mandatory our Federal Reserve note backed by the full faith and credit of the United States, and people would rather invest in Procter & Gamble, Johnson & Johnson, Lowe's. That's got to be sending a big telegraph message out to the world, doesn't it? The $2.59 trillion of Treasury Department sales since the start of 2009 have created a glut as the budget deficit swelled to a post-World War II, that's post-Worldwide War II, record 10% of the economy and raised concerns whether the U.S. deserves its AAA credit rating. Remember, if our debt is 10% of our economy and the medical care is 6/10 of our economy, and perhaps as many as, 7 or 8 out of every 10 people derive all or most of their income from government sources or contracts. That don't leave very many people out there in the producer land, does it? Seems like the proletarian have gained a distinct advantage over the bourgeoisie. Others, entrepreneurs, shackled under the weight of this burgeoning socialist expansion program. It's a slap upside the head of government, said Mitchell Stapley. the chief fixed income officer in Grand Rapids, Michigan, at the Fifth Asset Management, which oversees $22 billion. Well, talk briefly about that on the other side and get into something. Wait.
To announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from EngineBrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, March the 22nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that. Hard facts and workable solutions each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. And now we join our other audience. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Good morning. Thank you all for listening, and you gentlemen for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. In the first hour, much news. You can go back and access the archives if you're out there in terrestrial radio land, as many of you are right now. If you're out there in terrestrial radio land and you don't have internet access, you can always stop by your local library, public library, or university or someplace, and download copies of the archives of these broadcasts, and then you too will find out what our internet audience is hearing in the first hour of today's broadcast, and encourage your broadcasters to carry both hours of our daily broadcast so that we don't have to spend so much time going back over the same material over and over again. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. As a matter of fact, if you happen to be listening on terrestrial radio and are a first-time caller, if you call in at 866-841-1065 for the first two callers listening on terrestrial radio, I'll give you a Oracle Broadcasting T-shirt. All right. Doing that, let's go back to what we were talking about just before the break. Once again, Obama pays more than Buffett as U.S. risk AAA rating. The credit rating is going down on this country, folks. It's probably going down in your state, too, especially if you happen to live in California or any of the other questionable corporate entities that are collapsing as I speak. Talk about unexpected spending. All G7 countries except Canada and Germany will have debt-to-GDP ratios close to or exceeding 100% by 2014. Did you hear what I just said? All G7 countries except Canada and Germany will have debt to gross domestic product ratios closer to or exceeding 100%. You know what happens when you have that kind of financial idiocy in government? Well, it's called bankruptcy. Already this year, the average ratio in advanced economies is expected to reach the levels seen in 1950 after World War II. So we're going back into the period of Reconstruction. We're going to reconstruct the entire blinking world at the expense of the northern hemisphere so that we can bring up or brown down the southern hemisphere. Doesn't that just sound delightful? This is our government's at work. Now, there's a very lengthy article up on Bloomberg this morning titled Obama Pays More Than Buffett as U.S. Risk AAA Rating. I'm not going to read it. It's 4 pages long the way I've got it printed out. I did copy a copy off for my own records, and I would recommend that you at least take a look at that article. Very telling. And telling indeed. Let's go back into our study, the history of law, mortgages, liens, etc. We'll talk about that. Just pick up a little bit, a reiteration from last week. From A.B. Dicey's Law and Public Opinion, just a paragraph here, but I'll just lay it out one more time. A.B. Dicey writing, hence the church movements which from one side or another have attacked or undermined the power of evangelicalism have, as the assailants of individualism, been in the social or political sphere the conscious or unconscious allies of collectivism. Bet you didn't know that. The church movements, the assailants of individualism, have been in the social or political sphere the conscious or the unconscious allies of collectivism. Any movement which emphasizes the importance of the church as a society of Christians must, in the long run, direct men's thoughts towards the importance of the state as the great political and moral organism of which individual citizens are members. This is as true of teachers whom no one would dream of placing among high churchmen. Who is driving us into this collectivist dilemma anyway? The atheists or the church movements? Here's a little bit. This out of Delavaux and Howard's Principles of Business Law, Chapter 44, The Dissolution of Partnerships. Rather interesting when we look at the partnership between we the people and our elected representatives. Introduction. The term dissolution is used to describe the legal destruction of the partnership relationship that occurs whenever, for any reason, a partner ceases to be a member of the firm. Has your representative, has our Congress, and perhaps the Senate, ceases to be a member of our firm? Is it perhaps an opportunity here for a dissolution of the partnership? Dissolution of an existing partnership also occurs when a new partner is admitted. Who is that new partner in Washington? Who is that new partner in your state houses? Certainly nothing new about the United Nations beast system. That dissolution of a partnership is not the same as a termination will be discovered more fully later. Dissolutions will occur without violation of the partnership agreement. By the termination of the stipulated term or particular undertaking specified in the agreement, B, by the express will of any partner when no definite term or particular undertaking is specified, C, by the express will of all the partners who have not assigned their interest or suffered them to be charged for their separate debts either before or after the termination of any specified term or particular undertaking, or D, the expulsion in good faith of any partner from the business in accordance with such a power conferred by the partnership agreement. What kind of a partnership agreement do we have? Anyway, in the several states, it's a state constitution, is it not? With the federal compact, the federal covenant, the federal union, it's we the people. Later titled the Constitution of the United States. It's really the Constitution for the United States. But dissolution may also occur in violation of the partnership agreement. Isn't it time to dissolve this partnership agreement, my friends? Although the agreement stipulates the length of time the partnership is to last, dissolution is always possible because the relationship is essentially a mutual agency not capable of specific performance, and therefore, each partner has the power, but not the right, to revoke the relationship. In the event of wrongful dissolution, the wrongdoer is liable for damages. See why they try and cover all of this up and keep it from you, so that Jorge Bush is not held liable for damages, and John Ashcroft gets to skate, and Kit Bond, and Roy Blunt, and legislators too.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent.
Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com. Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Need a job this morning, maybe? Well, you could always apply to the state. That's right, folks. In the first hour, we talked a little bit about, and I drew your attention to the Missouri Accountability Portable, the Missouri Accountability Portal. You can Google, Scroogle, Dogpiler, Webvert that right up. Here's another one this morning, the Office of Accountability. Again, these are from Missouri, but why do we even work, you know, what do we care about Missouri for? You know, well, it's just right in the middle of the country, part of the Louisiana Purchase. Called the bellwether state, you know. But the Office of Accountability is a rather interesting place to go and browse. I don't know about you. Have you visited your state websites lately? I know here in Missouri, in just the last week or so, all the websites have new faces. A lot of the places that I'm familiar to go, just quickly click, 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 click. Oh, they're all hidden, and now I got to do new research. I love them for that. As if I don't have enough to do each day. But, nevertheless, off this Office of Administration, we saw the huge and disproportionate share of executive budget material in that Missouri Accountability Portal website. But on this one, what is this unusual relationship between the Office of Administration, GIS, GPS Global Governance, the 9/11 system, the State Emergency Management Agency, and the census? Curiouser and curiouser. Well, if you want to find out more about that, you can go to oa.mo.gov, oa.mo.gov/mo-census, and you'll find out a little bit more about that. The Office of Administration. State jobs, need a job? Some 7, maybe 8 out of every 10 people drive all or a great portion of their income from government sources these days in jolly old America. Article 1, Section 2, third paragraph about the census. This is a federal issue, not a state issue. What's the state doing involved in this? But they are. Teaming up, pairing up, if you will. Public-private partnerships, certainly that. But it's rather unusual. The words that are used here, representatives and direct taxes, shall be apportioned among the several states, which may be included within this union according to their respective numbers, which shall be determined by adding to the number of free persons. Now, we're going to add to the number of free persons, including those bound to service for a term of years. Are you a free person this morning bound to a term of service for years? Excluding Indians, not taxed. Of course, you'd have to find an Indian today that's not taxed. 3/5 of all other persons, capital P. Interesting language there. Just kind of directing your attention to that. Here's a little bit more interesting language as well. So many times we go back to the Declaration of Independence for a point of beginning, a point of departure, the dock from which we left, right, so long ago when there was still common sense prevailing in this country. Well, hard to say that there was even then, but certainly It does read this way in the second paragraph. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. That's a difficult thing for so many to grasp. Created. They are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Some say certain unalienable rights. Of course, that word alien is rather curious in itself in law. It's alien, isn't it? It's alien. Let's find out about alien. This out of John Salmon's Salmon on Jurisprudence. And I'll start in the beginning. Under securities of all things, didn't we talk about the securities this morning? Securities and Exchange Commission, fraudulent cap and trade trading. Now it's going to be fraudulent health care exchanges set up in each of the several states. But what is a security? Well, a security is an encumbrance, the purpose of which is to ensure or facilitate the fulfillment or the enjoyment of some other right. Usually, though not necessarily a debt. It's going to get more thick as we go, so pay attention. Vested in the same person. So again, a security is an encumbrance, the purpose of which is to ensure or facilitate the fulfillment or the enjoyment of some other right, usually a debt, vested in the same person. Such securities are of two kinds, which may be distinguished as mortgages and liens, certain unalienable rights. If we use the latter term, that is, lien, in its widest possible or permissible sense, in considering the nature of this distinction, we must first notice a plausible but erroneous explanation. A mortgage, it is sometimes said, this is a plausible but erroneous explanation, a mortgage, it is sometimes said, is a security created by the transfer of the debtor's property to the creditor, while a lien is merely an encumbrance of some sort created in favor of the creditor over property which remains vested in the debtor. We'll stop right there for a moment. Let's go back and understand what is property. A property, as defined by Andrew J. Galambos in his book, A Volitional Science, where property is a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. A lien, then, is merely an encumbrance of some sort created in the favor of the creditor, who is the creditor, over the property which remains vested in the debtor. You're the debtor. The Fed's the creditor. It's an a lien. A mortgage is the owner of the property. A mortgagee is the owner of the property, while a pledgee or other lienee is merely an encumbrancer of it. Now, I would imagine that out there in the radio listening land this morning, some are getting dizzy and reaching for more coffee. Summoned on Jurisprudence is a little bit difficult before lunch, even the 12th edition. But it is from Summoned on Jurisprudence, as so many said before me, including Alfred Addisk, and I've verified a lot of this myself, looking at Black's Eighth Law Dictionary. Summoned on Jurisprudence, again an Englishman, and the way that he defines things, terms and their definitions in law, find their way right into Black's Law Dictionary, which becomes basically the language of law in America. Bouvier is accepted. So even though it may be a little difficult to follow along immediately, the blessing of free access to the archives gives you the opportunity to go back and listen a time or two to really get the message. Back to John Salmond here. This, however, is not a strictly accurate account of the matter, though it is true in the great majority of cases. A mortgage may be created by way of encumbrance, no less than by way of transfer. And a mortgagee does not necessarily become the owner of the property mortgaged. A lease, for example, is mortgaged at law, not by the assignment of it, but by the grant of a sublease to the creditor, so that the mortgagee becomes not the owner of the lease, but an encumbrancer of it. Similarly, the legal fee simple in freehold land. A fee simple in freehold land. Have you looked at your title to your property lately? Do you hold your property in fee simple? Are you in freehold land? Are you one of the free men?
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies in state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we're back into this one more time, delving into John Salmond's Salmond on Jurisprudence, the 12th edition. John Salmond, of course, is an English jurisprude, no doubt about that. This was originally published in 1966, so it's not that gone. But certainly he published his first edition in 1902, and we're dealing with the 12th edition right here. So there's been many very heavy editings and changes. I would love to get my hands on a first edition. The logical positivists and the legal positivists have been all over this work, and they have left their hallmark signatures much obfuscatory linguistics to go through. Nevertheless, saying it again, similarly, The legal fee simple in freehold land is mortgaged at law by the grant to the mortgagee of a long term of years. Back to the Constitution quickly, where it says, again, by adding to the whole number of free persons, including those bound to service for a number of years, a term of years. Are you bound to service for a term of years when you engage in a 15-year mortgage? Perhaps a 30-year mortgage? Have you bound yourself for a term of years to service, which we could say is servitude? Are you bound? Are you a free person bound to service for a term of years when you have a student loan to study law and you have incurred the a debt of, let's say, $100,000 to learn something that we teach you here every morning for free? All you have to do is invest the time to listen. Similarly, the legal fee simple in freehold land is mortgaged at law by the grant to the mortgagee of a long term of years. A mortgage by transfer is now possible in England. Again, this is 1902 at the earliest. Only in the case of chattels. We've talked about chattels before. You've got an apartment house. You've got the land that the apartment house sits upon. Then you have the building that it has been erected there. Together, the land and the building are real property. They're fixed. Then you've got all of the movables. You've got all the dressers, the bedsteads, the mattresses on all of the Murphy beds and things like that. Then you've got the little breakfast table and two chairs that kind of got left by one tenant, and now you can have a table and chair in your apartment because it was part of the chattels of the land. Some would say personal property, real property and personal property, chattels, movables. It comes from cattle, because cattle was portable wealth. You just herd them up and drive them from place to place. Chattels, like all of the various serfs in the field, arrayed around the three fields of the manor back in the prior feudalism. Today it's in all of the several states and all of the counties, all of the towns, all of your wards and townships and precincts, all the chattels, your movable property. You could be moved to a FEMA camp if necessary. Inasmuch, therefore, as a mortgage is not necessarily the transfer of the property to the creditor, what is its essential characteristics? A mortgage is not necessarily the transfer of the property to the creditor. What is its essential characteristics? The question is one of considerable difficulty, but the true solution is apparently this. A lien, now notice, this is a lien, two words at this time, but used close together. A lien is a right which is in its own nature a security for a debt and nothing more. That all men were created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. A lien is a right which is in its own nature a security for a debt and nothing more. For example, a right to retain possession of a chattel until payment, a right to distrain or hold for rent, or a right to receive payment out of a certain fund. That's a lien. A mortgage, on the contrary, is a right which is in its own nature an independent or principal right, and not a mere security for another right. We'll come back to that in a moment. Jump to a footnote. The term security is also used in a wider sense to include not only securities over property, but also the contract of suretyship or guarantee, a mode of ensuring the payment of a debt by the addition of a second and accessory debtor from whom payment may be obtained on default of the principal debtor. With this form of security, we are not here concerned, since it pertains not to the law of property, but to that of the law of obligations. We start venturing into the field of law. We do so very carefully and slowly. Here's another footnote. The word lien has not succeeded in attaining any fixed application as a technical term of English law. Its use is capricious and uncertain, and we are at liberty, therefore, to appropriate it for the purpose mentioned in the text, i.e. to include all forms of security except mortgages, a lien, all forms of security except mortgages. So again, a mortgage, on the contrary, is a right which is in its own nature an independent or principal right, and not a mere security for another right. It's not a lien. So that it may serve in the particular case as a security and nothing more. For example, the fee simple of land, a lease of land for a term of years. You see, the fee simple of land is a mortgage here. And you hold your land in fee simple? Who's the mortgagee and who's the mortgagor? Or the ownership of a chattel. The right of the lienee. Now, a lienee is not quite the same as a mortgagee. We'll draw that distinction, time allowing. The right of the lienee is vested in him absolutely, and not merely by way of security, for it is itself nothing more than a security. The right of a mortgagee, on the contrary, is vested in him conditionally, and by way of security only, for it is in itself something more than a mere security. A lien, once again, a lien cannot survive the debt secured. A lien cannot survive the debt secured. It ceases and determines ipso jure on the extinction of the debt. It is merely the shadow, so to speak, cast by the debt upon the property of the debtor. Certain unalienable rights. A lien cannot survive the debt secured. It ceases and determines ipso jure on the extinction of the debt. It is merely the shadow, so to speak, cast by the debt upon the property of the debtor. Again, the value of the archives. This is a book you're not likely to have or find in your own library, when I'm blessed to have in mine. But you might even go back and make a transcript of these so that you can write these down and understand it, go into it, take it into your mind, understand these fundamental basic principles of which the house of law, the language of law, stands upon. But the right vested in a mortgagee has an independent existence. It will or may remain outstanding in the mortgagee even after the extinction of the debt. When thus left outstanding, it must be retransferred or surrendered to the mortgagor, and the right of the mortgagor to this reassignment or surrender is called his right or equity of redemption. Equity of redemption. His right of redemption or his equity of redemption. The existence of such an equity of redemption is therefore the test of a mortgage. In liens, there is no such right, for there is nothing to redeem. The creditor owns no right which he can be bound to give back or surrender to his debtor. The creditor owns no right which he can be bound to give back or surrender to his debtor. When we create the covenant, the compact between the states, and when we create a compact with our states in a form of a constitution, they hold nothing they can give back. There's nothing to redeem.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So playing around a little bit with the concept of law, with the language of law on this morning's broadcast, just kind of laying some things out here for you, things to consider as you make it through your day today, listening to the other broadcasts on the network. But this concept of liens and unalienable is rather interesting, rather complicated as well. And there's a lot to know about it. Let's see if I can get over here quickly now and get what I need to have. I bookmarked it. Why can't I find it on the page? Sometimes is the case, but lenient length and L-E-I is what I really need. L-E-I, H-I-J. I wanted to get it to you simply out of a common dictionary. L-E-I, where are you? You're supposed to be right there. Should be. L-I-E-S, Leipzig, liens. What happened to it? I guess it fell off that page. Isn't that amazing? Well, let's go to mortgager and mortgagee. See if we can find that. Something translated between early this morning and the daylight hours. What is a mortgage? A mortgage is a pledge of property to a creditor as security for the payment of a debt. A mortgage. We can all understand that, right? It's a pledge of property to a creditor as a security for the payment of a debt. A document which details the terms of this pledge, so it's a piece of paper. To place under a mortgage, to pledge or to stake, a stakeholders, mortgage holders, Mortgagees. A mortgagee, a person who holds a mortgage on someone's property. Who's the mortgagee? On your automobile, for instance. Somebody holds a mortgage on someone else's property. That's the mortgagee. A mortgager is a person who mortgages his property. So a mortgagee is the one who holds the mortgager, is the one that has, right? See if I can't find this. Why isn't it popping right up for me here? It should. L-E-I-N. L-E-I. Leibniz. I don't want him. I want... What happened to Lean? My goodness, it was right on this page. Lenient. Oh, lent, leaner. Leaner. I can't see it. Don't worry about it. We'll continue along. All right. So in liens, again, there is no such right, for there is nothing to redeem. The creditor owns no right, which he can be bound to give back or surrender to his debtor, for his right of security has come to its natural and necessary termination with the termination of the right secured. And then there's a footnote down here. It says, of course, if the liener has, in pursuance of his rights, taken possession of the property, the discharge of the debt will not ipso facto destroy the possession, but merely his right to retain it against the debtor. Henceforth, the liener holds as a bailee at will from the debtor, as against third parties he has possession for many purposes, e.g. theft. Trying to come to some understanding here of this difficult concept, this most loathsome, despicable, and defiled word, unalienable. Certain people absolutely can't stand this word. An unalienable right can't be separated, can't be taken away. It's not like flammable and inflammable. Both of those will burn. An unflammable liquid or gas can't burn, won't burn. Not going to do it. But an inflammable liquid can burn. An unalienable right can't be alienated. An inalienable right can be alienated in law. And inalienable rights is what you hear about all of the time, especially in Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Rights. Little twists, changes in vocabulary. Mortgages are created either by the transfer of the debtor's right to the creditor, or by the encumbrance of it in his favor. The first of these methods is peculiar to mortgages, for liens can be created only by a way of an encumbrance. Unalienable right cannot encumber this. Whenever a debtor transfers his right to the creditor by way of security, the result is necessarily a mortgage. You mortgage your souls by getting into this game. For there can be no connection between the duration of the debt so secured and the natural duration of the right so transferred. Isn't that important? For there can be no connection between the duration of the debt so secured and the natural duration of the right so transferred. The right transferred may survive the debt, and the debtor therefore retains the right of redemption, which is the infallible test of a mortgage. Do you have rights under liens? Or are you mortgaged? The infallible test of a mortgage. The right transferred may survive the debt. On the other hand, a debtor encumbers his right in favor of the creditor, the security so created is either a mortgage or a lien according to circumstances. It is a mortgage if the encumbrance so created is independent of the debt secured in respect of its natural duration, for example, a term of years or a permanent servitude. A term of years or a permanent servitude. Come back over to the Article 1, Constitution. Number of free persons, including those bound to service, for a term of years or permanent servitude. Fifth Amendment, or is it the Fourth? You know, involuntary servitude. It is a lien if the encumbrance is in respect of its natural duration dependent on and coincident with the debt secured. For example, a pledge. I pledge allegiance. A vendor's lien. A landlord's right of distress or an equitable discharge on a fund. Now, this is curious. And in this lengthy tome, this is the only occurrence and the only use of the word in question. Again, we're referring to Summoned on Jurisprudence, 12th edition. Speaking generally, any alienable and valuable right, for the first time in this book on law, alienable appears. Now it's no longer alien, now it's alienable. Speaking generally, any alienable and valuable right, whatever, may be the subject matter of a mortgage. Whatever can be transferred by way of mortgage. Whatever can be encumbered by way of mortgage. The first and the only time we use the term alienable here is not so much in the sense of a lien or security. A lien, no. It's in a mortgage. Whether I own land or chattels or debts or shares or patents or copyrights or leases or servitudes or equitable interests in trust funds or the benefits of a contract, I may so deal with them as to constitute a valid mortgage security. Even a mortgage itself may be transferred by the mortgagee to some creditor of his own by way of mortgage. Such a mortgage of a mortgage being known as a sub-mortgage in the subprime credit debacle. In a mortgage by way of transfer, the debtor, though he assigns the property to his creditor, remains nonetheless beneficial or equitable owner of himself. Equity, the three E's of sustainable development. We've got a caller. Let's quickly bring him up. Well, the caller just dropped. Call back in, caller. You're down to 1 minute. I didn't notice you there over my shoulder. Again, in a mortgage by way of transfer, the debtor, though he assigns the property to his creditor, remains nonetheless the beneficial or equitable owner of it himself. The three E's of sustainable development, equity, economy, and environment. A mortgager, by virtue of his equity of redemption, equity, has more than a mere personal right against the mortgagee to the reconveyance of the property. He is already the beneficial owner of it. Again, just take advantage. Take advantage of the archive copy of the broadcast. Go back and listen to this second hour once or twice. And see if your understanding of this idea, endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable, unalienable rights, becomes a little bit more clear. This double ownership of mortgaged property is merely a special form of a trust. We're going to talk about trusts in the future. Unfortunately for today, we're all out of time. I do thank you for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.